Okay, plenty more to come on this story in the coming days and weeks. Let's return to discussing what's been going on here at Capital. We've been joined by Brian McLaughlin, Development Manager with Morton in the Community. Thanks for coming along tonight, Brian. Talk to us about the work you do here at the club.
Yeah, so Green and Morton Community Trust is the charitable arm to Morton Football Club. At present, we engage with around 1,400 people per week. The youngest player being 18 months and the oldest player, in inverted commas, being 99 years young.
Fantastic.
Through that, we have four key areas of work. Sport, football and hockey, education, health and employability. Our mission statement, the heartbeat of Inverclyde, we feel that's a worthy mission statement because all our programmes, we aim to have a direct impact on people's health, no matter their age and stage, they're at their development in their life. Here at Capital. So it's trying to open up this club to people who might not be interested in traditionally kicking a football, but they want to come and learn, develop and progress, whether it be health, socially. The club's open for everyone to come and join.
You must have seen some fantastic stories of people whose lives have been turned around as a result of the work that you're doing here at Capital.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of a football club, you think of the football rolling on a Saturday afternoon. For me, it's more than that. So people come in here to lose weight, get rid of social problems, social isolation, mental health, or moving on to employment. People who have not been working in the last 5 to 10 years, which we'll probably hear more about later with Gordon. So it's a direct impact on people's lives. But more importantly, their families as well. So it's not just that individual, but they're taking that home to maybe their kids, their mum, dad, grandparents. So it's that life-changing things you don't really hear about. And it's not a Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m.
Right, let's hear a bit more then about the work you do here. Our reporter, also Brian McLaughlin, met up with community coach Gemma Stewart.
Welcome to Capital, home of Greenock Morton, and we're here today specifically to see about Morton in the community. I'm with Gemma Stewart from Morton in the community. And Gemma, first of all, tell us exactly what you do here.
So my job is a community coach. I focus specifically on the kit and boot recycling centre that we're setting up just now, and also a Greener Morton project that we do with P4, 5 and 6 in all the primary schools. And people are able to drop any kit that their kid maybe is outgrown or they don't use anymore, and they're able to drop it off and I'll take it out to various community centres, and I'm able to do a recycling for people who may not have football boots, may not have football tops.
How many children do you think have benefited from Morton in the community so far?
That's a good question for certain. There's a good number, probably at least about 50 to 100 kids, I would say. Because I get engaged within the schools as well, kids are able to say to me, oh, I wish I played football, but I've not got, and we're able to know where we want to target different areas, so it's ideal that way as well. It's trying to knock out barriers that they might come up against that they physically can't control themselves, because it may be due to a parent or anything along them lines that they can't get their own football boots, so we want to try and encourage them to be just like everybody else and they'll fit in perfectly fine.
So tell us about where we're going today.
We're going to go up to Gibbs Hill Centre. It's one of the local community centres that does quite a lot for the community within our area, and because it's right on our doorstep, we're very good pals with the people that work in there as well.
We're here now at Gibbs Hill Community Centre. I'm with Lynn here, whose son Jack is in getting some training at the moment. And Lynn, you didn't know about this, did you?
No, never heard it before.
How valuable do you think this could be for the likes of helping?
God, we had benefit
guy.
Loads from it all, so it looks all good stuff in football, and that's what my wee boy's into.
So you've got here some Northern Ireland shorts, you've got some Leicester shorts as well, Barcelona, it depends if he likes Ronaldo or if he likes Messi. Depends, of course. There's a Ronaldo top with Portugal.
So Lynn, kit's very valuable. How valuable is this to you?
Very valuable. It's quite expensive. I've got a couple of other, two kids, so I have, so price range, but you want them all, as it's all good stuff, so I'll benefit from it very much.
Well, you better go and get that Ronaldo strip.
Yeah, so we're hearing there what goes on with community coach Gemma Stewart. What happens then? Do people in the community just come down and hand in kits? Is there a regular night that people do that, and then you recycle it across the community?
Yeah, there's no regular night, so basically if anyone's got a kit, they get in touch and they donate it. Kids grow so quickly, so football boots, trainers, shirts, socks, shorts, they're all brand new. But the biggest thing is we then take it back out to our community. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing for us from that is we can remove barriers to participation, which ultimately will improve people's life further along. So yeah, removing barriers to then engage with our programmes and work under the Morton badge.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. It's great what you're doing here, and thanks for joining us on Sports. And that's Brian McLaughlin, their development manager with Morton in the community. We'll hear more towards the end of the programme, what's going on here, some other projects. Finally tonight, let's return to the work being done in the community here in Greenock. We've been joined by Gordon McKillop from Morton in the community. Thanks for joining us, Gordon. When did things really take off with this, and are there plans to offer even more services?
So in March this year, sorry, next year, we'll celebrate our fifth birthday. Mm-hmm. The first kind of year and a half, it was easy stuff to go and engage the community through the badge and the football and stuff. For the last 3.5 years, we've grew projects out with sport. So Brian mentioned earlier, health, education, employability. This is where the aspects of our work has really saw the organisation grow, mm-hmm. and ultimately make real impacts on people's lives.
How are you funded?
A variety of places. Each of the four areas of work have got different funding, different contracts. We mentioned Greener Morton earlier. That's a Scottish Government funded programme, mm-hmm. via Keep Scotland Beautiful. Funding for that ends March 2018, so we are now at the stage where we're trying to commission that again for another year. Employability projects in partnership with housing associations, health projects in partnership with the likes of the SPFL Trust, etc. So there's no one fits all. Sometimes you need to fight, beg, steal and battle for funding.
What challenges do you face in this community?
The area, we know the area has a decreasing population, and the population that is still here, we know we've got health issues. If you look at DWP stats and whatnot, the people that are out of work, a high majority of that are out of work for health reasons. So that is an ongoing challenge, and it's an ongoing challenge that we do our best to meet.
What about the Positive Goals project? You're trying to help people get back into work. You must be able to share with us some fantastic stories of people. We said this earlier, people's lives have been turned around completely.
It's not commonly associated that football clubs deliver employability projects, but there's a handful of clubs in Scotland, and we're one of them, that do it and do it very well. They do fly under the radar, but ultimately it's probably where we have the biggest impact on people's lives. Mm-hmm. I've got examples where we've worked with lone parents, and you support the single parent into work, but ultimately you're having a big impact on the children, mm-hmm. and the household. I'll always remember fondly a participant that engaged with us about 2 years ago came back and told us that she'd just taken her only child on her first holiday because she secured a job through Positive Goals.
Fantastic.
Which again, and that's the humbling part of the job, and ultimately that puts a smile on your face.
And just for anyone, just briefly, who thinks they can benefit from the services you offer, what should they do?
As Brian mentioned earlier, we engage with people from 18 months to 99 years of age. Most of the information of what we deliver and what projects we engage people through is on our website, which is mortoncommunity.net. We're very prominent on Facebook. Have a look at what we do there. Have a look on Twitter, Morton Community's Twitter as well. It's a good starting point. Otherwise, come and knock the door or pick up the phone.